Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. That's amazing and great news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today's podcast is the story behind my song, I Will Trust You, from my live worship recording by the same name, I Will Trust You. This song came to me on February 24th of 1993. Just 2 weeks prior to the time I would be stepping down as worship leader from the body of Christ I had been a part of almost 8 years in Oklahoma City, many thoughts of insecurity flooded my mind and affected every aspect of my life. I knew I had heard God about taking the next step in the journey of my life and ministry, but no sooner had I made that decision than I was constantly being bombarded with doubts and fears and lies of the enemy. After all, this particular body of believers were my friends for 8 years, and I had assumed I would always be with them right there in Oklahoma City. But still, my thoughts were bombarded with questions like, what will people think? Will I be able to provide for my family? Will the people I respect understand and accept my decision? Will my ministry to the body die? Etc., etc., etc. This song became my deepest heart cry for the next few months. And little did I know how much deeper a truth I would learn. Through this song and through the circumstances of nearly losing my wife and the premature birth of our twin sons, my wife had developed preeclampsia and her liver had hemorrhaged after giving birth to our twin sons 9 weeks earlier than expected. This song helped keep my mind focused on the truth of God's word in spite of such dire circumstances. And I discovered some things about myself and about my God in that same time. I found out not only that I could trust God with my heart of hearts, but also that I do trust Him. That's deep. That was deeply personal for me. I do trust Him. I found out a deeper measure of His goodness and that He would not waste one bit of our family's pain or sorrow or suffering. Such knowledge led me to repentance, basically agreeing with God and His Word. By replacing the lies of the enemy with the truth of God's word, making outward confessions of inner belief, saying, "Bless you, Father. I love you more than mere words can say, but I certainly like trying to express my heart to you, and I do trust you." God's word says this in Isaiah 30, verse 15. "For thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, in repentance and rest you will be saved, in quietness and trust is your strength." Let's listen to this song and let's trust our God.
Lord, when I am weak, you are strong. Always there to catch me when I fall. Sometimes I cannot speak, but you become my song. Always there to answer when I call. And I will trust you in the darkness. I will trust you in life's harshness. Oh, I will trust you, Lord, to guard over. My heart.
Father, right now, we trust you with our sorrows. We trust you with our wounds and with our suffering. We trust you with all that we are, in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9 says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Brothers and sisters, let's stop trying to always need an answer as to why we must face hard times, why we must go through fiery trials, and let's simply trust Jesus and our relationship with him as the answer to the questions of life. And let us remind ourselves that his ways are higher than ours, and that his thoughts are higher than ours. He is God. We are not. He is a good father, and we need to simply trust him as children who believe their father wants only what is best for them, and that he will waste nothing to prove it to us. He wastes nothing. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Sturtigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my wonderful, beautiful wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life with the damage to my vocal cords and Parkinson's disease, I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there, and through a wonderful new technology, I can do that, but I really need your help. It's called Patreon. You can go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. And check it out and consider becoming a patron. If you do that, that would mean a lot to me. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, Do not forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Well, thank you once again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song today, today's song, I Will Trust You, from the live recording I Will Trust You, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's broadcast: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.